old town. I always thought the world was flat, so I just kinda hung around. Well, I got a job, but it ain't much, it keeps my feet down on the ground. Well, I was born here, I was raised here, and I'll soon be appraised before I die. Yeah, I thought that I was real cool, they missed me at the high school by a mile. And everything I ever learned, I let it burn with no return to that old fire. Someday I'm gonna draw my own map, honey. I'm gonna nail it to the wall. Chart my course, dream a lot, and save my money. They're gonna miss me when I'm gone. They're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Well, if I have to drive this truck around this square one more time, I'm gonna bust. Yeah, everybody follows everybody in some silly kind of trust. Trusted destination long enough, it brings light, I'm gonna rust. Yeah, I sit down in the parking lot of the happy after midnight and I cried. Little sorrow's getting to me, but tomorrow I still won't be satisfied. Yeah, I'm feeling all unraveled, man, I throw a lot of gravel when I'm wild. Someday I'm gonna draw my own map, honey. I'm gonna nail it to the wall. Chart my course, dream a lot, and save my money. They're gonna miss me when I'm gone. They're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Practice, what do you get? Heartaches. Let's tell you who these fine looking young boys are up here, friends. Over here on the guitar, well, he left the stage now in a fit of good taste. Am I interrupting anything back here? Okay, good. Okay, he had a call, good. I'm sorry, a real band called him. He does have nice.
I christened the stage.
Hey, christened him. He's originally from Dallas, Texas, friends. Now hold your applause for Texas. We've got to go on with the show. Now, don't try to make it up to him now. His feelings are already hurt, but that's okay. But say you like hot rise, do you? I do. If you don't like hot rise, get out of here. And originally from Dallas, Texas, we met him years ago when he used to play the guitar for Mr. Marty Stewart, a fine mandolin picker himself, and the guy that has taught me I need not ever wear a sleeveless shirt on stage again. Which way to the beach there, buddy? Don't go there. Don't go there. But love to play with this fellow, and he's been in the band now well over a year, and he still speaks to all of us. Yeah, so far he's speaking to everybody. But fine singer and guitar man, originally from Texas, and we'd like you to give it up for Mr. Brad Davis. On the drums back here, standing in the shadow of greatness, yes, the only drummer we ever met that doesn't want a drum riser that makes him sit 4 feet higher than the rest of the band. We actually love him a lot for this. Would you believe that he played for 22 years in Las Vegas, Nevada? Yes, with Cirque du Soleil. It could have happened. All right, would you believe 14 years on the Grand Ole Opry with Porter Wagoner? All right, how about would you believe one time Bela Fleck, banjo meister and band leader extraordinaire, said to him once, "Off my foot, buddy." Thank you. Well, it is true that he's from Albuquerque, New Mexico, almost in his home time zone now. Give it up for Mr. Chris Brown and his drums of renown. I wish we had time for that, I'm sorry. And on the bass guitar right now, on the five-string bass, somebody asked me right before we played, do you have a five-string in the band? Yes, we do. It's a bass, though. And you've seen him play the little old bass there. That's the pup house bass. You know what a dog house bass is. Well, that's the pup. And actually, somebody called it Edgar Meyer's bass after taxes. Plays a fretless bass guitar, this one with frets, sings harmony vocals great. Other than that, doesn't have a lot going for him. Except for being a totally talented person. We're from the same town, which is Bowling Green, Kentucky. Yeah, sure. You haven't been there, we know it, but you wouldn't be clapping if you were. The Everly Brothers lied, friends. That's all I can say. But when it comes to fine musicianship, it doesn't get any better than Mr. Byron House on the bass. As we said at the church earlier, we got a feeling AC/DC is playing a job somewhere tonight, and they're probably not doing any of our riffs for fun. Just a feeling I have, I'm not sure. But this one we didn't actually plan on doing, but it's feeling good to us up here. Want to do a song, one of the greatest writers ever, Mr. John Hartford.